following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
ProFlowers has 100 ways to tell the mom in your life how much you love her. Get 100 blooms for mom, plus a free vase for only $19.99. That's a great deal on a huge bouquet, but you must use the code to get it. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the mic, and type in the code SCORE. Guaranteed to stay fresh at least one full week. Is there a new mom in your life? Visit ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in SCORE. That's ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone, and type in SCORE. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Order now.
Look at his feet. If he stands in a pair of Red Wing boots, that means he stands for something. He cares about the work he does and the crew he works with. He works with his brains as much as his brawn. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
It's 11 a.m. and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. You know the guys, but let's learn a little bit more about our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. His blood smells like cologne. The police often question him just because they find him interesting.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Big Daddy Tony Davis.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it.
When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. He never says something tastes like chicken, not even chicken. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
Lucky for us, the guys are good at talking sports. So let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Talk to us about a variety of subjects. Doug Duda is going to join us live from District Track at Broken Bow. Next 2 days, District Track meets going on. We got state soccer competition starting. We're going to be joined by Chris Pedroza later in the hour. He's the Hastings girls soccer coach. Also, Cash Kalkowski, a little bit. John McBride, athletic director for the University of Nebraska at Kearney, set to join us as well. Shoot us an email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, or call us anytime to talk about anything, 888-455-3776. Douglas, how are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, Daddy. How are you, buddy?
Well, I'm pretty excited because District Track, to get a bluebird day like this for these kids, is we've had a great spring. You just expected rain and crap weather, to be real honest with you. What a day for District Track.
Yeah, and we haven't got to Omaha yet, so we'll see what happens. But you're right. Supposedly the two best days, this is going to be perfect. If it doesn't get too windy and it's not supposed to like it was yesterday, this is what track kids and track coaches want. In fact, tomorrow it's supposed to hit into the low 80s, and that might even be a little too warm. But you can't complain too much. It's not going to be too cold. It shouldn't be too hot. It's not humid because of the weather that we've had. And it's just been an ideal. Track kids, track athletes, spring sports athletes have no complaints, can't complain about anything this year. It's been the best that I can ever remember, and the opportunity to get your best marks, your best scores in golf. And I think we've seen that in soccer as well. We've seen some real good competition. And, you know, here in Broken Bow, we're in the North Country, so we're even 2 or 3 degrees cooler than you are in Kearney.
Oh, yes, since you're so far north, well, it should just be a wonderful day, and you don't always see that. So good for the kids, good for the coaches. It should be a great day. Douglas, last night, I'm going to start off with a downer because I think people are talking about this now. Husker baseball looks terrible. 3-1 early, and it didn't get any closer. Creighton smokes Nebraska. And that's just that's a bad way to head into this weekend when they need wins.
You know, Daddy, you touched on it a little bit yesterday, and then I think we got off topic, and I should have brought it up yesterday because I'll bring it up today. Last night's game, to me, and I think in the grand scheme of things, meant nothing. Means absolutely nothing. The only thing that you were coming out of that is that Michael Pritchard could extend his hitting streak. He did. He went 4-for-4. You touched on it yesterday. This can kind of make Creighton's season for them, because unless they win the Missouri Valley Conference tournament, which I think they're capable of doing, but it isn't going to happen, it's over for them. This is the only thing they had left on their schedule. I think they still have that series with Wichita State, if my memory serves me right, and that's always big, but it's over for them. It's not over for Nebraska. We discussed that yesterday. They need to take care of some business with Minnesota this weekend, and they need to take care of folks over at they need to take care of some business with the folks at Michigan the last weekend. But
well, I just think you're looking for momentum, and that's something Nebraska couldn't come up with last night. One of those deals. We've lost our buddy Doug Duda. Oh, that's all right.
Eddie.
That's all right. The only thing I will say is you come off of losing 2 out of 3 to Indiana that I think everybody expected you to, maybe not sweep, but and then they haven't swept anybody this year, but you got to win that series. And then to come home, well, let's get the momentum heading into the weekend, and they just totally laid an egg.
Yeah, and I didn't get to watch most of the game last night, so I'll put that up. But when I did look, it looked like most of the main guys played, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they've got to play. They got to try and get some sort of camaraderie or something going right now. This is a funk for this baseball team, and it's a wrong time of year to be in a funk.
And, Daddy, I think the expectations, the coaches saw it. Nebraska was picked fourth in the preseason. What made anybody think Darren Erstad came in and had talent to be that good?
You're exactly right. Now, you know, looking back, you say Big 12 baseball, you say Big 10 baseball, and you hear all you were hearing last year is it was the 12th or 13th best conference. You know what? They're not light years apart. We sit seventh in the Big 10, and I think we're capable of being, you know, third in the Big 10 probably if everything fell right. But to do that, you know, it's one of those things. That's as high as we could have been this year. In the Big 12, I think as high as we could have been is 7th or 8th.
Without a doubt, Daddy, without a doubt. This team wouldn't have done much in the Big 12 conference. There's no doubt about it. But look where they were. You can't expect a first-year coach. You expect Tim Miles to compete for a Big 10 basketball title next year? I mean, let's face it. Nebraska wasn't dead last in the league in basketball last year. They were 11th. But when they came out of the Big 12, they weren't dead last. So, I mean, where are your expectations? I mean, that's where the baseball program was.
Well, I think that's the one thing that maybe separates Nebraska baseball in the Big 10 Conference. There are expectations. I think Darren Erstad embraces that.
Well, we'll just see. Again, I'm not going to put as much on there, but, you know, all will be forgotten. They took 2 or 3 from Creighton. Just come out and play good baseball this weekend. And then nobody cares about what happened last night at Omaha. Good win for the Jays. Good for them.
Okay, we're going to talk to Cash Kalkowski here in about 15 minutes. Right now, Doug, it's time for Loper Link. Loper Link brought to you by our friends at Charter West National Bank. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons. We have the loans. Also, Garrett Tires and Treads. Check to them today for all your appliance needs. Loper Link brought to you by Charter West and Garrett Tire and Treads. John McBride, athletic director for UNK, joins us right now. John, how are you this morning?
Good morning, everyone.
It's been a little busy for you. You've been doing a little Loper Road Show, taking it on the road. How'd Grand Island and Minden treat you?
Treated us very well. We had some nice crowds at both places, at Mookie's in Minden and the Saddle Club last night in Grand Island. Had some good conversations with some good friends and explained the MIAA move. We'll be headed to Hastings tomorrow evening from 5 to 7 at the Lachlan Country Club, and going to have Daryl Morris, Tom Kropp, and Mike Munch with us, and hope people will stop out there tomorrow. Then next Tuesday, Holdridge, and next Thursday, Lexington, will wrap up the Loper Road Show.
John, how important is it to have the city of Grand Island on board? Because obviously we can see it with the volleyball team. I know the football team and Big Daddy would have liked to have Riker Fife over, but we've had some kids from Grand Island in virtually all sports. You can go back all the way to the team that went to Lakeland, Florida, and the Grand Island kids that competed on that in basketball. Grand Island's been a big part of UNK athletics.
It certainly has, and it certainly needs to be an important part of it. And Rick Squires and Mark Bauer, along with Coach Morris, were over at the Saddle Club in Grand Island last night and spoke to that specifically, of how important Grand Island's been to them. The number of quality student athletes that have come out of that program in the past and presently are members of our teams, and certainly looking forward to the future. Hastings, Grand Island, the Tri-City area is an important region for us to, you know, Coach Moore said on it the most, you know, we want to be Central Nebraska's university. And we want people that are attending high schools, you know, nearby proximity to Kearney to be giving UNK a hard look every time out. So that's part of the reason that we're starting these tours. We've talked about them for a while. Just knew we needed to reach out to those communities. There'd be an increased presence in those communities from a marketing effort as we move to the MIAA. And I think folks will embrace it as we keep spreading the good word.
Doug, we'll take all the Kaisers, the Spitzelbergers we can get. But I think one of the things that brings a lot of people and a lot of focus, you know, especially the football program, is the Swedbergs, is the Mortons, is the Crop kids from the area. And I think getting those area kids, and I know the coaches take an interest in getting those area kids they think can contribute here on the court, on the field, and doing that. And the university's got to be proud of that, John.
Well, there's no question. And the Kearney kids are important, and a number of programs. We've done a good job of getting the Kearney kids on board in our programs currently, and need to continue to do that. Both Kearney and Kearney Catholic have been important feeder schools for us as an institution as well as an athletic department. So we need to, you know, keep our neighboring communities in mind and make them have UNK. We want UNK to be part of the discussion process from the get-go when they're thinking about a school.
John McBride, athletic director at UNK, joins us on our Loper Link here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. John, the last week, 10 days, has just been a monstrous, as it looks like we're winding down. We've got the RMAC track that just finished yesterday. The golf team had a great round one, didn't follow that up yesterday. They're going to finish their season today out in Arizona. The baseball team begins the conference tournament today. And for the first time in a long time, they don't have as many wins as I know Coach Day would like. And the softball team, I want to start there, kind of a resurgence. They had been struggling, and it looks like Holly and her crew and her kids, they had the best season in quite some time.
Yeah, they did. A great year, a great second half of the year especially, and started playing some real good softball. Honestly, guys, I think deserve to be in the NCAA regional. And someone can still explain to me how we didn't make it, and Mesa made it. We won 3 out of 4 at Mesa. We finished ahead of them in the standings. And they were an 8th seed going into the RMAC tournament. We were the 5th seed. And so I've had some people try to explain it to me, but I'm still not understanding it. And I would have liked to seen them have a chance to play in the regional. They were playing their best softball at the end of the year. But nonetheless, it's the way that cookie crumbles sometimes with the NCAA, as we all know. But you certainly can take great solace in the season they had, because it was a real good one for them. And looking forward to the future, you know, it's a young team. We only had 2 or 3 seniors on the team, and that's good to build from.
Danny, are you thinking the same thing I am right now?
Well, I was just going to say, if you're a conspiracy yep. theory out there, John, if you're still a member of the RMAC, are you advancing to the regional tournament in your mind?
I hope that's not part of their discussion.
Fair enough. I think that's excellent. With all the spring sports going on, too, as we move into the MIAA, John, be remiss if I don't ask you about the football backers deal the other night, $131,000. I think that probably exceeded everybody's expectation. Just a comment on that.
Well, outstanding group of people getting together for a good cause. And Coach Morris, I think, might have a future in selling auction items on some game shows. He's good at it, and he's very passionate about what he's doing, and believes in the program, and that comes through with the message of that night. But, you know, kudos to Brad Koenig and the group of Loper backers. I won't name them all, but Paul Eunice, folks have stepped up and made that event into a significant one in support of UNK football, and we need it. Our work is still not done, even though we topped last year's figure. The goal will be to do better and better each year as we have that event and try to, and we're getting there from a scholarship standpoint, from a competitive standpoint, we're getting there with where we need to be starting in 2012.
John McBride with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show with our Loper Link. Well, yesterday Bill Burns steps down as the athletic director at A&M just as they're getting ready to make a move. How's the stability? It sounds like everybody's coming back. You're comfortable with where you're at, John. Is that the case? Just, address that for the Loper faithful out there. Is everything stable going into the MIAA here in 2 months?
Yes, it is. Things happen in the business. We were just talking last night with the group in Grand Island. Mark Bauer's been here 13-plus years. Daryl's been here 25-plus years. And Rick Squires has been, I think, 15 years now. We got an incredible list of coaches that have made a great dedication to this program and look forward to the MIAA move. I think everyone's excited about it, embracing it, and we're working hard with Lucas Darden and the foundation to generate money through the Loper Fund and do a job there. I did want to give a tip of the cap. The track and field team made the long trip to Gunnison, Colorado, 11-plus hours, and battled snow at that event. And it was some tough conditions and tough travel, and probably pretty fitting as a final event, conference event with the RMAC, and that we went through all the trouble. But they rolled back into town like a 6 this morning. But Marnie Molina from Kearney won the long jump and triple jump. Bryson Mahlberg won the decathlon, a fellow from Elwood. Freshman Courtney Fegler won the pole vault. She's from Holdridge. And Andrea Howe won the discus. She's a Beatrice girl. Kudos to them for fighting through some adverse conditions. I did want to get a plug in. We still got spots open for Blue Gold on June 4th. Three courses, 10 a.m. start. Just give a call at 865-8514 or go on lopers.com to register. But still spots available, but we need people to get signing up for that.
John, we appreciate the time today as you transition. Once this Blue Gold deal's over, do you have 3 weeks or a month to catch your breath, or is it full steam ahead towards the fall sports season?
It's going to be a busy summer with the MIAA move. It's usually a time you can catch your breath a little bit, but it's going to be a little bit different. And we're going to grab some time here and there and make do with it. But we've got a lot of work to do.
John, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy it. Get a breath of air, would you?
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
John McBride, athletic director at UNK, doing our Loper Link today, brought to you by Charter West. Call Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Offers all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the senior, reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons. We have the solutions. Charter West, along with Garrett Tire, for all your vehicle services, big or small, automotive AC service, alignments on the farm, tire service, GarrettTire.net. Get online, check them out. That is our Loper Link.
Daddy, just again to recap, you talked about the record $131,000 raised for the football program. Loper baseball team this afternoon, 1 o'clock. They are the fifth seed of the RMAC. They're playing New Mexico Highlands out in Pueblo, and we will keep you updated on that. Allie Seeberger was named second team all-region by the Daytronics softball squad yesterday. The golf team struggled yesterday after shooting the 298 the first round. They shot a 313, and that slides them back to 18th place. So they'll play their final 18 holes of the year today out in Arizona. And the men finished second. The women finished fourth at the RMAC, Athletic Director McBride mentioned just a moment ago. Now there's a handful of those last chance meets where you try and pop off a number or a distance or a height that's going to get you qualified for the NCAA's outdoor championships at the end of the month.
And other than that, there's nothing going on at UNK. So I hope you enjoyed our Loper Link today with John McBride, athletic director at the college. Douglas, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, I hope to be joined by Cash Kalkowski, junior outfielder.
Perfect.
For the Nebraska Cornhusker baseball team out of Grand Island High School. So we'll be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's time to move toward a different kind of communications company. We're CenturyLink, and we're committed to help with reliable technology, personal service, and 24/7 tech support for your home and 24/7 network reliability monitoring for your business. And we'll continue to free you from hassles with real choice and flexibility and a price lock guarantee. Focus on what matters to you and get the most from your technology. Find out more about our honest and fair communication solutions at CenturyLink.com. CenturyLink, your link to what's next.
Fram filters can take a beating. At the Fram Proving Grounds, they get the pound test, where they're hit with 100 PSI of pressure every second for 30,000 seconds. This leads to tough, tested Fram filters, like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect three times better than average economy filters. Don't settle for a cheaper filter. Use Fram Extra Guard. Tested, proven, and pounded into shape at the Fram Proving Grounds. Fram, don't fail your engine. See us hit our filters with more tests at Fram.com.
When you catch Royals baseball on the Breeze 94.5, we've got more than just baseball games. We have games within the game, like Bullseye's Dinger Dinner.
Swing it, a long one in the right. Get up, baby. Get up.
The first home run hit by a Royal in any of the broadcasts. We'll win you a dinner at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. Here's all you have to do to win. Listen for the first dinger of the game and be the first emailer to Royals945@KLIQFM.com to tell us the inning and the player who homered. Bullseye's Dinger Dinner. Simple. And another reason to catch the Royals on the Breeze 94.5 FM.
Sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature of 74. Winds out of the south also develop at 5 to 10. We'll then stay with a clear sky tonight as we head back to 47 as winds stay to the south. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now it's 59.
Welcome back to Doug and Daddy's show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You've already had the bologna sandwich Monday and Tuesday this week. Why not try lunch out today? Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney. There's no better place to be if you want to catch up on your favorite sports teams, grab a bite to eat, or just hang out with your buds. The menu's got anything for any sports fan. Burgers, salads, gourmet sandwiches, French dips, pizza, the list goes on. Sneak out early today for happy hour. Cunningham's Journal has you covered. Enjoy happy hour specials 3 to 6 p.m., including big-ass beer specials, only $2.75, along with all Wells for $1.50 and a large selection of small craft and micro brews. Check them out. Cunningham's Journal, the lofts upstairs, the courtyards out back. They've got it all, located 23rd Street on the Bricks, downtown Kearney.
Daddy, you know, last time we had Cash Kalkowski on the show, the Huskers played some really good baseball for a long, long time, and now that they're struggling a little bit, we better get Cash on again so we can get another streak going on the winning side.
Yeah, let's try and fix this season. Cash, hopefully Doug and Daddy can come through for you and steady the ship a little bit as you head into this weekend set with Minnesota. Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Hopefully you can fix everything today.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me back.
Cash, okay, I'm going to start with a real positive for this baseball team. I thought the dance-off with Bakersfield was one of the truly great moments of the season. Your thoughts on it, and were you instrumental in that?
It was a team effort for the dance competition. Bakersfield had the competition. They wanted to challenge us, so we just accepted the challenge.
Well, you accepted the challenge, and I thought you dominated the competition. What did you guys think?
I think we took the competition, too.
Well, I think a lot of people have checked that out on YouTube. It was one of the fun deals during the Sunday rain delay between Nebraska and Cal State Bakersfield. Cash, we got you back on. Overall, personally, for your junior season, how do you feel it's went to this point?
It's gone okay. I've been up and down with the injury and stuff. I'm starting to get the hang of it, coming back, playing more games since the injury I've had. So,
Cash, We discussed, Daddy and I, earlier in the show about the significance of last night's game. Coming off the tough Sunday at Indiana, everybody probably wanted to see you guys get a win, and everybody always wants to win, but the important games are still to come with Minnesota and Michigan. What did Coach Erstad say after last night's game, or what was the mindset going into last night's game?
The mindset is we have two series, and we have to win those two series. It's in our hands to make it to the conference tournament. We just have to show up and be ready to play every single inning, every single pitch. So, I mean, Coach Church has said it's in our hands. We can rise to the top or we can just fold. But, I mean, we're not going to fold. We're going to give what the people want and get to the tournament.
Cash, the mood of the team, is it tight? Is it loose? You feel good? What's the general mood of this team right now?
Well, the mood of the team, the morale was a little down yesterday when we played Creighton. But, we had talk and everything, and we're ready to go. I mean, we're ready for Friday against Minnesota. We got to win that series and go to Michigan, win that series, and make it to the tournament. So I think we're ready to play.
Cash Kalkowski joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Minnesota comes in for the final home Big Ten games this weekend. Cash, is the Big Ten better than you guys thought? I mean, it was blown up for a year about how much easier the Big Ten was going to be than the Big 12. What is your thoughts so far on the first, seven series in the league?
I mean, it's our first year in the Big Ten. I mean, the competition's just like baseball. I mean, you got to play to win. I mean, the pitching's good. Everything's good. I mean, you see some hitters. I mean, it's just, we just got to win ball games, and that's the whole point of conferences, and we haven't done that the last 3 years I've been here. So, Big 12 or Big Ten.
Cash, when you guys are out there, and some of you guys, including you, Pritchard, some of these guys have really hit the ball at times particularly well, and the pitching doesn't come through. As far as the team goes, how do you hold together and rally around those pitchers and try and bring their confidence level up?
We just have to believe in our pitchers. I mean, they struggle this year a little bit, and so at times the hitters struggle. I mean, it's a team effort. So, I mean, this week we have to come together and just have perfect games. Starting game one on Friday, the pitchers and hitters.
Cash Kalkowski with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk a little bit about Pritchard. He's got a 25-game hitting streak. Is that something that, obviously that's a positive in the media relations. They always tell us on the bright side, Michael's still hitting the ball. Is that getting talked about at all? How's he feeling?
Michael, he's my roommate, so we talk about it all the time. I always ask him, do you think he can get 30 games? He goes, yeah. I mean, Michael's a person that he's really confident about himself. So he's a great hitter, has great hands, and he helps the team getting on base. So that's what we need from him. As long as he gets on base and hits the ball, he can talk all he wants.
Cash, have you thought of anything about next year? What, after this season, any thoughts on what you'll be doing a year from now?
No, I haven't. I'm more focused on trying to help the team get to the tournament right now and just trying to have fun.
What is your status right now, Cash? You mentioned earlier in the interview getting healthier. How are you sitting right now?
I'm good. I'm 100%, growing fine. I'm running fine. I feel really good.
When you're looking at that, and then whether you guys win the tournament, go on to regional play, when the season does come to an end, summer ball, or do you need a break from baseball to get your body 100%?
I haven't decided. I'm mostly going to summer ball right now. I'll talk to the coaches and see what they want me to do, but we'll see. I mean, right now I think I'm just more thinking about the series this coming against Minnesota.
I want to get your thoughts. The last home series of the season, it's always special for the guys that you've come through with that are seniors for you, but that last home game, the people have been showing up to support you guys down there. How critical could this crowd be this weekend to getting you guys a series win?
It'll be awesome if we have a big crowd this weekend. I mean, they support us all year with big crowds. Big crowds I've played since my 3 years here. Fans have been awesome. I mean, we love support if they come out this weekend and watch us.
Cash Kalkowski, I've got one more question for you. Big Daddy will be in the capital city this weekend, and he wants to come to the Husker baseball game. Will, after an inning or after warm-ups, will you toss him a baseball?
Yes, if I see him in the crowd, he'll definitely get a baseball.
Well, I'm hard to miss. I'm usually standing up behind your dad. He's bouncing all over the place. I think he's enjoying the season along with you.
Yeah, my dad's like finding where's Waddle when it comes to games.
Cash, we enjoyed having you on several times, and we're going to do it again real soon. Best of luck this weekend with Minnesota. We got the Minnesota baseball coach on. You wanted me to have you guarantee him a win?
What now?
We're going to talk to John Anderson, the Minnesota baseball coach, tomorrow. Do you want to do you want me to tell him that you guaranteed a series win over them or anything like that?
No, not right now. That's a little over. We'll have a good competition against them.
All right, buddy. Hey, have a great day and enjoy the weekend series. Cash Kalkowski.
All right, thanks.
Thanks,
he's
Cash.
A junior outfielder for the Nebraska Cornhuskers out of Grand Island on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Daddy, you mentioned John Anderson going to be on the show tomorrow. Again, something that you just have to learn as you get into every first series in every sport through this Big Ten. John Anderson has coached for 30 years at Minnesota with over 1,000 victories. And And has anybody ever really heard about him? And because it's been years since they've been relevant in deep postseason runs, Minnesota used to have a pretty good baseball power. But, I mean, here's a guy that has stayed at Minnesota in a league that nobody talks about and has won 1,000-plus games.
Yeah, it's interesting. In the Big 12, of course, everybody had heard of Augie Garrido and the national titles and the 1,000-plus wins. The Texas Tech, Larry Hayes, I guess, you know, been around forever, won a whole bunch of games right there in town at a small college and on to Tech. But you're right. Yeah, nobody remembers John Anderson. I bet if you go to Minnesota and people that are faithful at college, I bet he's a household name.
Well, look forward to chatting with the coach tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we go to break, Tony, a couple other things as far as the diamond goes. The GPAC announced their all-conference softball last night, baseball today. Old Kirby Wells, he's on the second team for Hastings baseball. And then you got Mac Land, Mike Tomlin, and John Rivera have been named honorable mention. And on the softball team yesterday, a couple of players named to the first team for Hastings College. And those two are Felicia Graff and Molly Mullervy, and Mallory Sir was named honorable or second team yesterday for softball.
Fair enough. You know, you look at I'm going back to the Big Ten overall record, Doug. Nebraska tied for 7th and 8th with Illinois at 9-9. But once again, like last year, and we go back over those stats from last year, nobody was great, nobody was awful. Indiana's second at 11-7, 2 wins ahead of Nebraska. They're 2nd to 7th. One of those teams is going to get left out.
Yeah, and I think there's a team right behind Nebraska that still is in the race there, and I don't have that right in front of me. But you're right; it's a two game swing there, and obviously somebody's got to buy the last week of the season, so you got to figure that in as well. And I mentioned Purdue got beat over the weekend. It was their bye weekend. They went 1-2 against UCLA. Got swept in a doubleheader and then beat them in the third game. So those losses were not in conference over the weekend for Purdue, and they keep that lead in the league. In Nebraska, hoping to go out to Columbus, Ohio, and play in the Big Ten tournament, a 6-team tournament here in 3 weeks.
Well, the team seems to start and stop all the time, get momentum going, then it comes crashing to a halt, much like the other guys' pivot systems, Douglas.
Yeah,
there's wear and tear on their equipment. The same is not true about the electric pivot irrigation systems. Start and stop results in breakdowns all the time. Those other guys are stopping in your fields. That's bad. With TNL, they're not stopping. It's time to smooth things out. Get a hydrostatically powered TNL pivot irrigation system and discover how they can be easier on you for a lifetime. Eliminate your irrigation hassles. Get even water distribution. Stop wasting your time and money. TNL Irrigation, TLIRR.com. TNL Irrigation Systems have been doing it since 1955, locally owned and operated in the Hastings area. You see them all over the place. There's a reason for that, people. Irrigation season's getting started. Why not have a TNL Irrigation System pivot ready for you shortly? Call your local TNL dealer or check them out online, TLIRR.com. Doug, we're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self, does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Grainger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Napa know-how. Get ready to take Napa to the cleaners. Stop into Napa and get Napa Max non-chlorinated brake cleaner on sale for just $1.99. Use it directly on pads and linings to remove the toughest grease, brake dust, and oil without leaving any residue. So make your brakes as clean as a that would be a whistle. And visit your local Napa Auto Parts store. My conscience is very clean knowing I told you about this deal. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, product not available in all areas. State local restrictions may apply. Offer expires 5/31/12.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies won to play pool. The other wanted to go grab a bite to eat. And me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside, there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food, and of course, the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature of 74. Winds out of the south also develop at 5 to 10. We'll then stay with a clear sky tonight as we head back to 47 as winds stay to the south. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now it's 59.
Hey, we're back. Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Wednesday's Big Burger Night, the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney. Every Wednesday night, for $5, order any of the burgers off the menu. Fries included. Cheeseburger, mushroom burger, bacon burger. Even get the legendary Totally Jacked Burger. I'm totally jacked right now to get the Totally Jacked Burger. The Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island. Lunch specials Monday through Friday. Catch all the early games with Chicken Coop as well. Try them out. The Chicken Coop, great drink specials as well, day and night. Check out the happy hour. The Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island, both downtown, conveniently located for your dining and drinking pleasure. Douglas,
Daddy,
what else you got going on?
Well, I was just going to say we're at District Track here in Broken Bow. You'll be able to hear updates from the D7 meet all day long here on ESPN and Classic Hits. 98.9. There's also action going on in Bertrand. A lot of the Fort Kearney Conference schools that aren't here are there, and some of the teams in the eastern portion of our listening area are at Heartland High School today going through their district track meet. So all of that is going on, and a couple results for you. Girls high jump, Brianna James of SEM, the winner. Lindsay Siegel of Ansley finishes in second. In the girls triple jump, Kelly Bauer of Pleasanton is the winner. Morgan McDonald of Loup City finished in second, and they are headed to state. And in the boys' events, the long jump, Riley Lambrick of Loup City is the winner. Isaac Splashoser of Heartland Lutheran is the runner-up. So he is headed to the state meet. So just the field events started here. The track events will start at about 12:30, and updates continuously throughout the day. Tomorrow, and then Class A today, Kearney is hosting, Grand Island is hosting, and Hastings, they're going to Omaha, Burke Stadium, where the state meet will be, to try and qualify for next week's state meet, which is next Friday and Saturday. At the state soccer, B and C are tomorrow. I'll be over at the C9 at Elm Creek. Same hourly reports all afternoon and early evening here on ESPN and Classic Hits. Omaha Marion has won the first state soccer game of 2012. The top seed of the Class A girls beat Lincoln East 3-0. Omaha Westside and Millard West play next. All of A and the first two B games on the girls go today. No one from the area competing today at state soccer.
Okay, Douglas, there's an interesting district track. If you're a track and field and a high school sports fan out there, there was something weird. I don't know if it's ever happened before. They held a pole vault event before the actual meet. Can you explain that to the folks?
Yeah, I think it's happened before, Daddy. In fact, I know, it might have just been last year or a couple years ago where they had to finish the pole vault at a variety of places around the state the next day because of the weather. The pole vault, obviously, is the most dangerous sport. And the wind or the ice or the rain, I mean, you just can't conclude it because you've got the runway, you've got the pole. I mean, you're getting, in some cases, 15, 16 feet up in the air for some of these kids in the pole vault. But, yeah, yesterday, and just the way it's drawn up, Kennesaw is here, and Twin Loop and South Loop, who are just down the road from Broken Bow, they're in Bassett today. That's where their district is. And at Bassett, they don't have pole vault. And there's some of these, obviously, for financial reasons, it's also fairly an expensive event. Yeah, and you've got insurance. So somebody was telling me, you know, Overton doesn't have pole vault. There's a variety of places, and you can get some cheap points when you're looking at conference district state titles if you got a good pole vaulter. Well, apparently, Bassett doesn't have a pole vault pit. The only two schools that even registered or had any kids enter to the pole vault were South Loop, which is Callaway Arnold, and Twin Loop, which is Sargent and Loup County. And with the Fenske Boy at Sargent and Pomplin and all those kids, they decided, well, let's just meet in Broken Bow, and we'll pole vault last night, and then today they're up in Bassett competing in all the other events. So well, that's what happened.
Fair. There's your latest track updates. You can hear them, like you said, on Power 99, and you'll be doing sports all afternoon. Have the latest for you right there. Doug, a couple college football notes going on in the Big Ten Conference. Monty Ball's given a $429 trespassing ticket. What he's doing, who knows? And then this Edison from Purdue, this receiver, is carrying a concealed weapon, loaded .38 caliber pistol. They found it lying between the driver and front passenger seats. That's on a more serious note because that's not a misdemeanor. That it would be a felony. So,
yeah, he'll be missing some time, if not a lot of time. And again, that's what we talk about. We look at the sports perspective. Obviously, there's the ramifications of just being a person and an everyday legal perspective. And he's gonna be in some serious trouble there.
Yeah, and you know, he's a two-year starter. He led Purdue with 584 receiving yards. So he ranks second on the team with 44 receptions. So that could be a blow for the Boilermaker offense as they try and get things back on track this year.
A couple other notes. Chris Pedroza, I had a chance to talk with the Hastings soccer coach. We're going to hear from him in our final segment of the show today. A couple three notes, again, from the local scene. The Nebraska wrestling team, they're pretty smart. In fact, they're the smartest wrestling team in all the land. They have a team GPA of 3.46. They're recognized by the Wrestling Coaches Association. That is the third highest GPA in the history of college wrestling, 3.46. And they edged out Harvard at 3.38. Just to put it in perspective, Harvard were second. Five individuals on the team were honored, including Kearney Catholic graduate Michael Klingensmith, a sophomore in biological sciences who has a grade point average of like 8.12. I mean, because he's like the smartest kid in the history of wrestling. So congratulations there. Also, Lance Creech officially introduced Carson Bloom and Derek Kissinger of Minden and Ethan Kreitz of Giltner as three new members of the Bronco men's basketball team. And Morningside has claimed the GPAC All-Sports Trophy this season. Hastings has quite a few of those, but this year they finished fifth. Their team championships came in both men's and women's soccer and men's tennis. So there's a little update for you on some local kids and how things are going then. And a surprise, Danny, NBA playoffs. We've been talking about the NHL. All of a sudden, the NBA, yeah, it's pretty exciting. You got four game fives last night. All series could have ended. Only Indiana closed it out.
Yeah, it was interesting. Down the stretch, you see Kobe Bryant miss those last two shots by about a centimeter and a half apiece, both of them dead on. It's like they're three-pointers, clear out, guy right in his face, barely misses them to tie the game against the Nuggets. They're coming down to the end. What was the one score? Did somebody score 69 points? I thought that was a third-quarter score, and it was final.
No, that's what Chicago did to hold down the Philadelphia 76ers, who did not get 76. They got 69.
Yeah, 77-69. I thought, what is that? But nonetheless, you know,
if the 76ers would have scored 76 points, they still would have lost.
that's very true. They would have lost by a point. You are absolutely correct.
Daddy, don't forget demo days coming up at Meadowlark Hills for the fine folks at Golf USA. And exciting news, Maury and Greg, the folks that have been managing and taking care of Golf USA and Kearney for years, have purchased the Golf USA store in Grand Island, and they are now up and restocked and ready to go. They will be the number one and most fine business when it comes to getting golf attire, golf gear, golf equipment in Grand Island. Check them out. See them today. North Dues Avenue in the Westgate Shopping Mall in Grand Island. More clubs, more balls, more accessories, more clothes. Folks, if you've had to drive over to Kearney to deal with them, you don't have to do that. You can go to Grand Island and deal with them. And then this Saturday, it's their demo days at Metal Arc Hills Driving Range on the Island Range from 11 to 3. At least 10 brand name manufacturers will be on hand with the professionals. You don't have to be a member of Metal Arc. It's free. It's open to the public. Come out, hit some clubs. Maybe you need a new driver. Maybe you need a 4-iron. Maybe you need a whole set. They're going to help you get what you need. And it's from 11 to 3 this Saturday at Metal Arc Hills. And more good news, Daddy, speaking of Grand Island, Bob Hamer will be making an appearance here today at Mark Russell Field in Broken Bow. I've just confirmed that.
Oh, a lot of excitement there. I'm sure Bob Hamer's fired up for demo day.
And Bob is going to get to make that same beautiful trip I made this morning. Daddy, how many people in one day can go through Hazard, Litchfield, Mason City, Ansley, and Berwyn? Berwyn, one of my favorite small towns in the state.
Well, you would think between 7 and 9, but if you're headed to that track meet, I would imagine a lot more than that.
Oh, it's good stuff. Tomorrow I only get to go through Odessa, so, you know, it's Odessa to Elm Creek tomorrow, a shorter trip.
There you go. We're live in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You know what, Doug? You can actually learn more about a particular vehicle because you can check out your showroom and configure your own car, truck, minivan, or SUV.
Dodge Charger.
Okay, that's fine. You can do that. You can do it on a Dodge Journey, a Dodge Grand Caravan, Chrysler Town, Country, Jeep, Compass, and Kearney. You just put it together. It pulls up all the specifics. That leads to the hassle-free experience you get at the Midway Auto Group dealerships. Whether you're looking for a Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, they'll deliver it to you. All you got to do is get on their website and check it out. It's pretty amazing what the technology can do. It's pretty amazing how darn fast you can have a new or used car, Jeep, pickup, SUV, whatever you want. Midway Auto Group of Kearney. Check them out online or check them out on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Doug, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, Chris Pedroza, Hastings girls soccer coach, is set to join us after this.
If you won $1,000 from Western Union, who would you share it with?
My mom, for making sure I got an education. Thanks to her, I went from being class clown to head of the class.
Share your story at thanks1000.com for your chance to win $1,000. There's a new winner every day, so enter today and trust Western Union to send your Mother's Day gift of cash across town or within the U.S. for as little as $5. Western Union, moving money for better. No purchase necessary. Subject to official rules. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends June 17th, 2012.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
The sprint to the state track meet in Omaha begins this week, and we've got you covered right here on ESPN Radio. On Wednesday, we'll be live at the D7 district meet in Broken Bow, and on Thursday, we'll be live at the C9 district meet in Elm Creek with updates every hour, keeping you up to date on who's headed to the state track meet May 18th and 19th, which we'll also have updates from Burke Stadium here on ESPN. The D7 Wednesday from Broken Bow, the C9 district track meet Thursday from Elm Creek here on ESPN.
Sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature of 74. Winds out of the south also develop at 5 to 10. We'll then stay with a clear sky tonight as we head back to 47 as winds stay to the south. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now it's 59.
Let's go. Ain't no way they can stop me now. Daddy, 'cause I'm on my way. It's the blood of a champion.
Now we're back. Doug and Daddy's show. Haven't even brought it up. We're 10 minutes till the top of the hour, and we have not even brought up
thing that happened in all the world last night. I know, Daddy, Josh Hamilton, 4 home runs.
That, you know what I love about the sports articles about Josh Hamilton today? It's like listing all the great things, and it's like his 18 total bases set a single game American League record. Then there's a comment that says, and his 8 RBIs were a career high. As if that's normal to have 8, 9, 10 RBIs a lot.
Well, he's fun to watch. And he's one of the reasons you can root for the Texas Rangers, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. What a performance, though. And, you know, maybe the game was out of hand, so they kept throwing to him. But seriously, you get the 4 home runs, and then he doubles in his other bats. Seriously?
Sounds like slow-pitch softball if the season gets underway this week, Daddy.
Well, you're looking forward to that, but...
And also, I know you weren't watching anything in the world of sports last night because you were a train wreck watching The Voice. Which one of those putts has won?
Well, Jermaine Paul took home...
And which one was he? Who was his person?
He was a black gentleman. He was on Team Blake Shelton.
Ho-ho-ho!
Yeah, so...
Oh, cool.
Very, very powerful. Julietta Sims, the rocker girl, she performed with Flo Rida. I know you're a big Flo Rida fan. You've got all their albums.
I used to drive a car named Flo Rida. Well, what?
That was a low rider.
Wasn't that the name of my wagon when I was a little kid?
Oh. Also, Douglas, last night, Justin Bieber performed his single, Let Me Be Your Boyfriend, which was just absolutely excellent. I know you tuned into that.
I DVR'd it.
Oh, you got plenty of time then. Plenty of time to catch up. But, yes, Jermaine Paul. And you know what? It was a great show. Ends up last night. Now they go on to this America's Got Talent thing with Howard Stern and these characters. I haven't ever got into that. But I'm sure it'll be riveting as well. Douglas, we've got to go to our ESPN Superstation Hy-Vee Rewards fan club. What do you make of Cole Hamels' 5-game suspension? Just right, 38% of the people. Too harsh and too lenient, right behind at 31% of the people. So
that's 100% of the people.
That is 100% of the people. The new poll question, what do you make of Chris Carter's admission that he put bounties on other players as a form of protection?
What's my choices?
Surprising or unsurprising? Are you shocked by it? Not shocked by it.
I'm not shocked by it. And when I listened to his comments again this morning, again, Danny, I'm on base. I'm the same thing the whole time this is going on. I am not surprised by it. Everybody's doing it. This isn't even a true bounty. He's saying, hey, Toolbox over here says he's going to take my knee out. Why don't you get to him first? And then maybe I got lunch tonight. You know, if you roll him up. They're not saying take him out of the game. They're saying keep him off me.
And I'm in total agreement. Yeah, it says nothing about maim him, make sure he can't walk the rest of his life. It says, yeah, make sure I walk off this field without dying.
That's exactly what's going on. It's football, people.
Douglas, Chris Pedroza, Hastings soccer coach, girls soccer coach, set to join us. They're up for the state tournament.
Our continuing preview of the state high school soccer tournament takes us to the Hastings Lady Tigers today, who have a very impressive 14-3 record as they get ready to open things up Thursday night. And as we've talked about throughout the week, not only getting to the state tournament, but having the better seed in the state tournament, maybe that makes you the favorite. We'll find out that and a whole lot more with the head coach of the Tigers, Chris Pedroza, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, again, congratulations. I think you guys were probably able to tell even before the conference tournament, maybe pretty early on in the season, that you had a special team this year.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I believe I told the team at the end of at the beginning of our season this year, I said I believe we're playing where we left off last year, you know, finishing at the state tournament when we played Scott. Top opponent down there, we lost a couple of key players last season, you know, 4 of our seniors. So it was, you know, our team current players will have to take, you know, step up and take those holes that were opening, you know, left, right, our senior players last year. But so far, you know, our players responded well to, you know, practice and training that we've done so far. Every time we go out there, they always give 110%, so that always, you know, makes things easier for all of us.
Well, you had maybe the most exciting game of the year in the district final. Has the heart simmered down, Alex scoring in the last second of the ball game?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. You know, we did some, you know, scouting report before we played Beatrice. We weren't, not aware of their most talented player on the field, that day. I believe she was coming back from a concussion. So we had no clue about this, you know, All-State player that they have for us up there. So it was, you know, a surprise for us when we got to play her out there. And she definitely, you know, ended up making all the difference for Beatrice as she was able to score two goals, you know, for their team. You know, fortunately, we were able to keep her, you know, in pace, keep her in front of us the second half, and that's how we were able to manage, you know, prevent her from scoring again in the second half. At the end, 5 seconds left, Alex was just there at the right spot where, you know, you want your forward to be. She was able to get on that ball and, you know, fortunately, and it ended up, you know, being a goal for us within the last 5 seconds.
Of course, Alex Schmidt had the game-winning goal, and we're talking with Chris Pedroza, head coach of the Hastings Lady Tigers. And Coach, she gave all kinds of credit to her teammates. Talk about the leaders on this year's team, because as you said, with this being the sixth consecutive state tournament appearance every year now, there's those expectations. This is not necessarily a young ball club.
No, not for sure. We have, you know, six seniors on the team this year. All of them are leaders. Not only them, you know, we have leadership, you know, on all of our classes, freshmen, sophomore, juniors. As a team, we get together at the beginning of the season. We talk about, okay, what do we want to accomplish this year? And, you know, I tell the girls, you know, well, from now on, this is, you know, like a requirement. We got to make sure that we win districts. We got to make sure that we get to the, you know, state tournament. So, you know, glad we were able to accomplish those two goals.
Chris, I got to ask you, not only are you the 3 seed, but you don't have to draw a Gretna or an Elkhorn or Omaha Scud, who has just been the dominant team here. What's the feeling of this year's team, knowing that you're actually going to go to the state tournament and probably be the favorite instead of being the underdog like you have been the last 5 years?
It makes a difference, and it all goes back to, you know, how well you do throughout the season. I don't remember, you know, Hastings High, at least on the girls', you know, side, being seated, you know, fourth or above. We're always going there, you know, being seated the last. And it's always tough to play against the best team in Class A. Last year we proved not only to ourselves but to the rest of, you know, the Omaha and Lincoln teams that we can go up there and compete with, you know, any team that, you know, that, you know, gets thrown at us. We play an outstanding game against Scott last year, I believe. We hold them, you know, for 70 minutes without let them score on us. So hopefully we get down there, we do the same. You can't underestimate any teams, though. You know, I know being the third seed will make things a bit easier for us, but we still got to be able to, you know, have a complete game. Our goal is to go there, score, you know, the first goal that we so need and win that first game.
Chris Pedroza with us here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're talking about the 14-3 Lady Tigers. They've been ranked all year long. They've played some outstanding matches. But, Chris, I have to ask you one more time, because this is what us media guys do. How important is it not only get the monkey off the back from the first state tournament win, but Hastings is still looking for their first ever goal at the state tournament? I'm guessing somebody can be a hero on Thursday night.
Yes, definitely. You know, all of us, all of the girls on the team, you know, someone will be going out there on Thursday, and we're looking to make it, you know, make history happen. Like I mentioned before, we're going to have a complete game no matter who it is that you play. You always want to set the tone, you know, the first 10 minutes. Throughout the season, that has been a key for us. You know, we want to score within the first 10 minutes. We were able to do it, you know, a couple of games, and hopefully we're definitely, you know, we'll definitely do it this, you know, this time, you know, Thursday night when we play at the state tournament.
What do you know about Platteview? Do you know anything about your opponent?
Not a whole lot. We don't play them through the regular season. But they play one of the teams that we played before. I believe they beat Norfolk 2-0. We beat Norfolk 2 in the GNAC tournament. So I think that we can compete against this team, and hopefully, you know, we'll be mentally and physically prepared to go out there and, you know, perform like we have been throughout the season, I say.
Chris, do you feel this is more of an offensive team or a defensive team? Because obviously, and tell me a little bit about your goaltender, you have thrown out a lot of shutouts, notwithstanding the district final. You guys not only have 14 wins, but most of those are by shutouts.
Yes, definitely. We have an outstanding goalkeeper back there. Not only that, you know, in soccer, there's two sides. When your team has possession of the ball, the whole team is playing offense. And then when your team does not have the ball, the whole team is defending. So it's a team effort, you know. When we're defending, it takes all 11 players out there. It's not just up to our back four or back five that we have. With the solid defense that we have, you know, Bailey, which is our goalkeeper, hasn't been able to, you know, to get score on a lot. We have an outstanding, you know, back three back there for us who have done what we want him to do. And it's like I say, you know, a team effort, basically. And that is the result of how, you know, why we have so many shutouts throughout the season.
Last minute here with Hastings coach Chris Pedroza. Coach, now I'm sure the team wants to do more than just win one game. Is this the best team you've had? Can this team go deep in the tournament? How are you viewing the tournament as a whole this year?
As a whole, you know, based on our season so far, we've been able to, you know, play decent teams. We've been able to score and come out on top on those games. But we got to do the same, you know, this final game. A lot of the times, the environment, you know, it's the stadium down there, the crowd. So hopefully that doesn't affect any of our players. We got to go out there and just play another soccer game, you know, without thinking about, okay, this is the state tournament, you know. Hopefully we're just able to do, you know, what we've been doing throughout the season, I say.
And, Chris, we had Coach Nanfito on earlier this week. How important is it that the boys and girls can both go to state and both have been so successful here over the last handful of years? Do you guys feed off each other?
Yeah, we do. You know, we support. I support Coach Nanfito, you know, on anything he's done before. He's been obviously there for a while. Great person to be around. It's definitely good for the community. We have younger players looking into, you know, coming to Hastings High and being part of the team, and that's what we want them to do. We want that to be a tradition. You know, not only do the girls, you know, get to make it a stay, but we also want the boys soccer program to be up there as well. And on the girls' side, yeah, it's, you know, a tradition from now on is to win districts and be able to go to stay and not only, you know, show up there and play, but be able to get that first win that we so need.
Well, they're getting ready for their sixth consecutive trip to state, trying to get out of that first round and play through the weekend. And the championship game is Monday. And Chris Pedroza, the head coach of the Hastings girls, thanks so much for the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And best of luck in your opening round match.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for all.
Chris Pedroza, thanks, Coach. All of our guests here on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Lunch on the lighter side. Try their chicken, apple, and cranberry garden fresh salad. That's lunch on the lighter side. Real fruit smoothies if it warms up. Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. I think that'll do it for today, Jeffrey. I want to thank John McBride, UNK Athletic Director, for joining us for our Loper Link today. I want to thank Cash Kalkowski, outfielder for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, baseball player out of Grand Island joining us, and also Chris Pedroza, Hastings girls soccer coach, who joined us as well. I'll thank them on tomorrow's show. It's pretty much an all-John show. John Natala, Omaha World Herald. Talk a little Husker baseball. Everything else is going on with the Huskers as well. We'll get his feel on the Purdue Boilermakers wide receiver that just got in trouble as well, because that's where John went to school. Also, John Anderson, Minnesota baseball coach.
I wish we could have had John McBride on tomorrow then, too, right?
That would have made more sense, wouldn't it?
But the Loper Link.
And Loper Link Wednesday. Had to do it today. Should have rearranged some other things.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, thanks, Doug, for joining us from Broken Bow as well. You're the best. We love you.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.